Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. It's a little bit of small business heaven. You can listen to thousands of archives of past shows that we've done and read thousands of articles that have been written by me or our Brain Trust members, like our good friend and our guest this half hour, Lois Geller. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which makes all the things that we do very handy and keeps all the current things, the most recent things that we've done here in our organization. It keeps them right up front, so that makes it a little handier for you. And I hope you'll check that out. Don't forget to, when you get there, check out that RSS button and check the little link there. Click on the link that says, what is RSS? I think that's what it says. And click on that and educate yourself a little bit about RSS. It's a new way of staying connected to the organizations that you like to know about. And it's new technology. I say it's new. It's not brand new, but it's becoming a lot more in the marketplace. And it's something I think you need to know about. Somebody that I think you need to know more about is Lois Geller. Lois is a very valuable member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Mason and Geller Direct Marketing. She's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. Customers for Keeps is one of them. That's one of my favorite books in the world. And also the Revised and Expanded Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And Lois, I know one of the things you want to talk about today, something that's always near and dear to your heart, is direct marketing.
Right.
And especially mail marketing, direct marketing through the mail.
Absolutely.
Because there is more than one kind of direct marketing, isn't there?
Yeah, there are many different kinds of direct marketing. Direct marketing is the overall science and technique that we use. And then underneath it is direct mail, direct response advertising. Actually, the internet also falls underneath our bailiwick.
RSS. How about this RSS thing?
RSS is
really simple syndication. That's the new one, isn't it?
That's really the new one. That doesn't really require a response, so it wouldn't be considered direct marketing.
Well, of course. Now, wait a minute. They can click and open it up as a browser. They have two options. They can open it up in the RSS reader, or they can choose the browser option, which opens up a whole browser, which might have it wouldn't be necessarily a call to action, but it would give them an opportunity to link.
In direct marketing, we just sell.
We only sell.
That's all we do.
You keep it simple, don't you?
RSS today, RSS tomorrow. You're not selling anything there. We're not there.
Okay. All right. I got you. I stand corrected. No RSS, folks. Okay.
But that also builds a relationship with a customer, which makes them prime candidate then to buy from
right.
you.
Absolutely. All right. So what have you learned most recently, the most effective ways to reach out and touch customers and prospects?
Well, I noticed mostly at some of these conferences that I've been attending and speaking at that the clients are telling me, and our very own clients are telling me, that direct mail is king. It's working better than anything
really?
Else they're doing, and they're moving a lot of the budgets from advertising into direct mail.
And what are they telling you about the direct mail?
Well, they're telling us that the direct mail is more effective. The challenges they have are getting enough lists to mail to. Because lists are getting smaller, as many of the magazine subscription lists used to be our prime lists that we used to go to, because you would have a person who you knew something about, from that list that you rented. Now those magazine list subscriber lists are getting smaller, so they have to think of new ways to get lists. I've been using a lot of compiled lists that they're adding new information to make them more effective for their offers.
Organizations, they're probably trying to find lists of organizations that have people who are different in different demographic profiles, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. What they do is they take compiled files, and then if you want to offer something for dog lovers or something, that they overlay presence of dogs in household. They overlay that information, which is sort of an extra step. We used to just rent names of perhaps dog magazine subscribers or Dog Fancy and those people. Now that they're not enough quantities, they have to get that information done. So it's an extra step, but it's still the most effective thing that our clients are using.
Stand by, Lois. When we come back, I'm going to ask Lois, even though direct marketing is good, doesn't it work best when it's supported by other kinds of market penetration like advertising, maybe even like radio? 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lois Geller is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. Lois, your books are available wherever books are sold, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And if you put a K between her name, Lois, first name, last name, Lois K. Geller, you can see, and that's G-E-L-L-E-R, by the way, you can see how that's how it'll show up on the books. And check those out at bookstores or on any of the online bookstores. Also, Customers for Keeps and others that Lois has authored out there on how to help you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. Lois, I was saying that sometimes people do direct marketing and they wonder why, if it doesn't work as well as they thought. You know, what they find out is because if that's the only way people know about you, it may not be as effective as if they've heard about you somewhere else. Maybe they saw you in the paper, they saw you heard about you on the radio or something, and so that they actually both supported each other. The direct mail supported the media penetration or vice versa. What do you think?
Absolutely true. An integrated approach to direct marketing is the most effective way to do it. So if you have radio weight, for instance, and TV weight, and maybe some magazine and newspaper, you know that that's going to have better impact because people see you in those various places or hear you on the radio. Then they see your ad or they get your direct mail campaign. That works the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that most budgets are small, especially for small business owners. So they have to usually pick one channel. And one channel that they might try with that's very hot right now is direct response radio. Because radio is working for the first time in many years really well for us.
Mm-hmm.
You get your story on the radio in a commercial, and you have an 800 number for people to call, a good call to action, a reason for them to call, and you get that immediate response, and you know how well you're doing. And the beauty of radio is if it doesn't work in a particular venue, it doesn't work really well right away, you can take it off and try it again in some other place.
Well, or make a few adjustments, maybe make a little bit of an adjustment and try it again, or maybe even cut two or three little spots and see which ones work the best. Run one this week and another one the next week and see which one pulled the best.
That's right. That's the best way to do it, if you can afford to do that.
In a direct mail standpoint, though, you've learned some new things about that, haven't you?
Yes, we've learned that direct mail is working much more effectively now than it ever has before, for the mere fact that people don't have that many other places to go to advertise, and the one-to-one targeting that we can do is a lot more effective than it ever was before because our lists are a lot better than they were.
I get a lot of direct mail.
Yeah.
A lot of junk mail, we sometimes call it.
I leave the show.
I never say that myself, Lois. I've just heard other people say that.
Yeah.
We get this stuff in. Some of it, I got to believe, cost $25-$30 a piece to put together. I mean, it's so elaborate. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Are those, is that the way to go, or should we just send something simple?
Well, we find that if you have the fundamentals of direct mail on your piece, on your postcard or on your direct mail piece, it doesn't have to be all glamorous. It's more important that you have the fundamentals. I've had pieces that are so plain that we've done for a major credit card company. They're so inexpensive, and they've been so much more effective than these big brochures with pullouts and peel-offs and all that. But the important thing is that you stay to your offer, that you have some sort of a unique offer on there. And people often forget that. And that you repeat the offer twice. I often get a postcard, and it'll have an offer on one side, on the inside, and then on the glamour side of the postcard, they never mention the offer. But when we know that if you mention it twice on the front and the back, you almost get twice the response. We test these things. So putting the offer in both places is a good idea.
So wherever you have an opportunity to have an impression from with the customer, for them to see some message, make sure the offer is wherever that is.
Exactly. And make sure that the piece is designed to sell, not just to put a lot of pretty pictures in it. It's not, you know, if it's not relevant. I got a beautiful jumbo postcard the other day in my mailbox, and it had pictures of these models, and I thought, oh, boy, maybe it's a hair salon, you know, and it took me a while to drill down to see it was a Microsoft program that they were offering. But at my first glance, I would have just tossed it right out, you know, because it looked like...
Did they take too long to get to the message, though?
Well, the message has to be relevant to the graphic. And the graphic, if you're selling, you know, cookies by mail, show the cookies. You know, if you're selling a service like accountants or a dentist, make sure that you show that kind of a person doing that kind of work. Often we art directors go a little creative on us and start doing all kinds of things, but they take people off track. If you keep people on track, show them what it is that you're selling, and then give them a compelling offer and a reason to respond right away, then you're going to get a good response rate.
I was talking to a company recently that had a television commercial. And I asked them, I said, when that commercial played, I didn't know what business you were in. And they dropped their head. They were lowered their head. And I said, what was your response to that commercial? And they said, well, it wasn't very good. And we now know why, because they ran a 60-second TV commercial, but they didn't say, this is what we do. I mean, it was a beautiful commercial. It was really cute and cool and spiffy and everything, but nobody knew what they sold. And you can't do that, folks, on your website, on your direct mail, on your radio ads, your TV ads. You need to say, this is what we do, and this is why you should do business with us. When we come back, I want Lewis to help us make sure that we talk about benefits in our direct response pieces, not just features. Tintail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Lois Geller. It's always a pleasure and always a lot of fun when Lois joins us, and I encourage you to check out anything that she has, but also her website. Her books are outstanding, folks. I promise you. Customers for Keeps is one of the best customer care books I've ever read. Her book on response, it is the Bible on direct marketing, and you need to know about that. It's now out in the new revised and expanded edition, and you can also find out more about Lois and other things. She has a lot of free things on her website, as well as you can find out how to use her organization. You might even want to hire her and her company to help you with your marketing efforts. Lois, give us that website, please.
It's www.masongeller.com.
MasonGeller.com. That's the company she's the president of, and out of a beautiful downtown Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, we're in Hollywood, just close by.
It's close by. Close enough. Okay, Lois, I was saying as we went to the break a few minutes ago that sometimes I see, in fact, I was talking to another company, and I was talking to them about their, you know, as you know, one of the things I do is I I try to help big businesses speak the language of small business as a second language. And boy, how did it, a lot of them need help with this. And I was talking to them about this, and I said, now, I was showing them some stuff on their website. And I said, now here, you say that these are benefits. And I said, but what are they really? And they admitted that they were really features. And so how do we make sure that things that are benefits to us as the seller are just features to a customer? How do we make sure that we don't put the things on our direct mail that are important to us instead of the things that are important to the customer?
This is really an important thing for companies to do. And what we do with a lot of our clients is we have a features board that we write all the features that the company offers. And then we translate every feature into dozens and dozens of benefits. And it's an important exercise to go through. And yet, most companies don't do it. You know, we have a charging advantage to our card. Well, okay, what does that mean, a charging advantage to our card? Well, we have a card, and you can charge with it. Well, what are really the benefits? Well, we could write 1,000 benefits of that, you know? You can go buy those diamond earrings you've been looking at on 47th
Street. Or it saves you time.
Pardon?
It saves you time.
Absolutely saves you time, will make you, help you, propel you higher in your career because you'll be more efficient. All the things that are the really important touch points with our customers, the things that will really resonate with them. You know, it'll make them sexier, smarter, have more money, you know, any of those things that really mean something to them personally. But you people just keep putting features down, but if you put down a list of the benefits, then the copy really writes itself.
Mm-hmm. should we trust ourselves to know what the benefits are for our customers, or should we ask them first?
That would be the best thing, is to ask your customers. And calling up customers and asking them what they use your product for, why your service has been so great for them, you will get more compelling copy than anything a copywriter will ever come up with. In fact, all of our copywriters always call the target audience. We had an insurance product recently that we were sort of thinking, oh, my God, you know, security, this, that, the other thing. And we wrote down the features and the benefits. And one of our creative directors said, this is not good enough. Let's call the customers. Well, when we called one of the customers, she said, this insurance saved my life. I had just moved to a new place. Mm-hmm. I got this terrible flood. And what do you know? Amex Insurance was there on the spot to help me with it. You know, and that was the headline that we used, because it was better than any rat-a-tat-tat.
Isn't that something? I mean, there, as you say, the story writes itself, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because it's real and it's coming from somebody's mouth. And we never really can interpret all the benefits of our products until we talk to the customers.
Well, it's where your message sounds like blah, 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 and their message sounds like, you know, you can't miss this. Don't miss this opportunity. Hey, Lois, thank you for being here. It's always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
Give us your website one more time.
Okay, it's www.masongeller.com. Come visit us.
And the books are called Customers for Keeps. And also Response, the revised and expanded edition, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. Lois, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later.
Have a good
day. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And I want you to remember that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.